This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
This is a brief history of online censorship. When YouTube and Facebook and Google and even Google News and Twitter and so on, when they were founded, they were founded with the idea of free speech. Remember, Google used to be do no evil? And Twitter, it used to really tout its free speech content. And this was a place where you could have free speech. And this was true all the way up until the day that Trump won the election in 2016. From that day, the entire establishment technocracy, you know, the big giants, the gatekeepers like Google and Facebook, as I mentioned, they were ordered to start silencing pro-Trump speech. They were ordered to demonetize. And ordered by who? Well, of course, you know that Facebook is it's a front end for the spy state, right? It's a surveillance application. It's pretending to be a social media network. But the main purpose of Facebook is to spy on you. Same thing with Google. Google was started with NSA money. Google is the deep state front end to track what you're thinking, all your locations, all your diseases and health conditions. You know, and even Facebook just got caught. They had sent some guy to go gather all your private hospital data and medical records to tie it into your Facebook account as another way to spy on you. It's unreal what these companies did. But anyway, they decided to start demonetizing because they were told to. They were ordered to. So they began demonetizing channels. This was especially true on YouTube. Now, before that, Google started banning independent media on its Google News sites. So, for example, I think Natural News was banned in 2013 or 2014. Yeah, 2013, I think, from Google News. And then in 2014 from Yahoo News and so on and so forth. Because independent media has been wiped out across all of these tech monopolists. But then in 2016, when Trump won the election, that's when they really ramped it up and said, hey, we have to stop allowing independent media to make money. So that's when Google began banning AdWords and AdSense, well, AdSense publishers in particular, that were conservative or independent media websites. We made a conscious decision to pull that off before they banned independent media websites. We made a lot of conscious decisions to extricate ourselves from the financial cash flow of these tech overlords because we knew they were evil. For example, in all the years that we've run YouTube videos, of course, it's now been banned. You know, my account was banned by YouTube. But for all the years we ran videos, we never monetized a single video ever. We never earned a paycheck from YouTube. Even though we could have probably earned, I don't know, 25, 30 grand a month or something from YouTube videos, we consciously said we do not want to have a financial tie to Google. Because, well, for all the obvious reasons that are obvious now, that these are evil corporations. We don't want to make them money, and we don't want to make money off of them. And we wanted to develop other revenue sources, which we did quite successfully, I should add, but a lot of people didn't, and then they got caught when Google did its demonetization push across YouTube and AdSense publishing and so on. And Facebook and Twitter followed much the same pattern. Today, they've taken it to the next level. They've decided that, hey, demonetization isn't enough because there are still conservative voices that are surviving without money. How can that be? Or they're selling their own products or T-shirts or taking donations. You know, what's that called? Patreon. A lot of people are getting Patreon donations and so on. And this is driving the tech giants absolutely nuts. So Patreon has been banning conservative voices. They've been ordered to do that, by the way. Oh, yeah, you think Patreon is innocent in all this? No, they've been pulling donation accounts from conservative voices. So the big push was then when all these tech giants decided that they would simply define conservative speech as being hate speech. This was the key. Because their terms of service and community guidelines and, you know, user terms and all that say that you can't engage in hate speech, but they don't define hate speech, not in the terms of service and so on. Hate speech can be anything that they want it to be, and it turns out all they had to do was announce internally They didn't even have to tell the world. All they had to do was tell themselves that hate speech would now be considered to be conservative speech or pro-Trump speech or anyone who says that there are only two genders, like I did, or anyone who says that the Bible is something to be read and learned from. Then they'll say, well, the Bible is like anti-homosexual. That's hate speech. You know, so they ban all the Christians. They ban the conservatives. They ban gun owners. They ban Trump supporters. They ban libertarians. They ban science people like me who understand biology and chromosomes. And they ban us for having, you know, good scientific knowledge. They ban people for any reason they want, but they just call it hate speech. That's where we are today. So now everybody who has a conservative thought or voice on YouTube is being banned. Google has been algorithmically punishing all conservative websites. Facebook the same way. And at the same time, the more liberal your site is, the more you get traffic. Google will push you up in the rankings if you're liberal. You'll be all over Google News and in the Google search engine results. Your YouTube videos are going to get top earnings and top visibility because you're a liberal. Because you hate Trump and you hate America. You hate the Second Amendment. You hate white Christian males. You hate genetics and you believe in 5,000 genders. You're a gender fluid, metrosexual, confused libtard, but you're earning big bucks on YouTube today because YouTube loves libtards. And so what's really become of YouTube today and Facebook and Twitter and all those is they've become increasingly liberal echo chambers of left-wing lunacy, total delusion, fairy tale thinking, mass idiocy, a circle jerk of cognitive dysphoria. I mean, these places now, these online destinations are such, they're full of such delusion and disinformation and false narratives and false myths, but they believe they are protecting their users from mean people. Well, who's all the mean people? Oh, you mean people like me who say that you're either born male or female? You're not born gender neutral to be decided later. Oh, that's a mean thing to say, really? No, it's biological reality, you morons. Oh, was that a mean thing to say too? Oh, I see. So that's how you're banning everybody that you don't like, so you can continue to live in your delusional fairy tale land of unlimited genders and magical wands being waved over your crotches and reproductive parts. You think you're born as a biological man and you wave this magic voodoo wand over your penis and suddenly you think you can have children and nurse them. I mean, you're insane. But you see, that's all hate speech, according to YouTube. So that's the short history of censorship. Now, of course, alternatives are rising up in place of all this, and I'm launching one of them called Reel.video. Reel.video. Check it out. It's launching July 4th. And on that website, it's kind of like a YouTube, but it's a community where you don't have to be a libtard. You can actually be an intelligent, reasonable, rational, scientifically educated person. You can use profanity if you fucking want to. On Reel.video, you can speak in the way that George Carlin used to speak or Richard Pryor, my two favorite comedians from my childhood era. I used to listen to George Carlin and Richard Pryor all the time. Two brilliant comedians. And you see, George Carlin even had, you know, the seven words you can't say on TV, right? Because censorship was on TV at that time. And now it's everywhere. And George Carlin, if he were alive today, you can bet he would have a channel on Reel.video. Oh, you bet he would. In fact, we're going to reach out to people like maybe Bill Burr, Diamond and Silk, entertainers and comedians and cultural commentary leaders, and invite them to have channels on Reel.video, because that's where free speech lives. That's where the real conversation is going to be happening in the very near future. It launches July 4th. Check it out. Reel.video. Sign up now. It's going to be awesome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Welcome you to the future of free speech on the internet, Reel.video. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on.
To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.